To conclude our coverage this week of the CCB Technology Showcase, we now enter into a question and answer session about both the Braille Note and the PacMate.
I have a question.
Yes.
I know I'm the big mouth here, but I have to ask this question. And this goes also to Bob and, of course, you as well. But, okay, I see that they both have a calendar and the contacts list and all this happy stuff that, which leads me to believe that it's pretty much similar to the Outlook organizer. If I am working in an office or I have all my appointments and basically my whole itinerary on my desktop computer, can I take either one of these note takers and synchronize it with my desktop organizer, meaning Outlook Express or Outlook, whether it be Professional 2000 or XP 2002, or even the latest one that's coming out now? Am I able to synchronize and take my itinerary with me wherever I go?
Well, as far as the PacMate, you can synchronize whatever you want. You have a choice of synchronizing various items when you go into Active Sync, whether you do it on the desktop or your PacMate. You have a list of, I believe it's nine folders that you can go, you can sync. And one of those happens to be your email program, whether it's Outlook or your documents, email, and so on and so forth. And I have done that, except for confidentiality reasons, I have removed most of the stuff from my PacMate. But I'm not for sure if you can do that with the BN, and I'll let Bob answer that question.
Okay. About the route, the Braille Note requires, if you're using it as a standalone device, it's looking for a GPS receiver before it will start route following. And that's true whether you're in virtual mode or whether you're in GPS mode. So you've got to be, for example, when I tested this, and this always happens for demos, when I tested this, I tested it when I was receiving a route and can compute a route to the Continental Plaza Hotel. But when it doesn't see any satellites, it won't follow the route even if it's a virtual route. So that's why that didn't work. But trust me, it does. When you do a T-chord, scroll you through all the waypoints of the route so you can actually look ahead and see where all the turns of your route are. As far as synchronizing files, the Braille Note at this time with version 5 can synchronize the address book only. It will not synchronize email or your calendar via the computer, but it will synchronize your addresses. And for that reason, and I say with all note takers, it's a good idea to back up your material. I usually back up my calendar information and my address information and my email folder to a flashcard so that if for some reason the Braille Note stops working, I can at least get that material back when I get the Braille Note back. But that is one thing with the Braille Note. You cannot synchronize with a computer. You can print the contents of your calendar out to a paper or to an embosser, and you can print your address book out to an embosser or to a printer, but synchronization is limited at this point only to the address book.
Okay. Now, my follow-up question is this: operating system-wise, okay, the Braille Note, as I understood, was supposed to have been designed to be a Windows CE-based operating system. Am I correct in assuming that, or is it that it is using its own proprietary operating environment?
Well, Keysoft is a proprietary operating environment. The Windows CE, it is using Windows CE, but it is, the Keysoft system is a proprietary operating environment. So it's not quite as open as the architecture for the PacMate. Its strong point, as I was saying, is its ease of use in terms of quickly getting to things and having a very well-integrated Braille display that works quite nicely. But they're basically two different products, and also the Braille Note can plug into a visual display, which in a lot of training environments is very helpful. But what I recommend to people is that you go by the booth, you get your hands on all of the devices. They're both very well designed pieces of equipment. Try them out, and it's really like picking between two models of cars. You've got to look and say, is it really important to me to synchronize with my computer and read, spreadsheet files and Word documents directly? If so, you might want to get the PacMate. If ease and comfort of use are very important, and if you like the way the Braille works on the Braille Note, the thumb keys are very, you can read very quickly using the thumb keys to scroll through the data, then you would probably want to go with the Braille Note. But you definitely should look at both of them. Ishmael, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, additionally, the other thing I was going to say is that as far as the PacMate goes, basically what it comes down to is what you intend to use your note taker for. What am I going to use it for? Am I going to use it for school, work, etc.? And like what Bob said, you know, it's really up to you with your level of comfort. And if you're a savvy programmer, computer user, well, a lot of the software that it's out there for Pocket or PDAs, you can download some of the software, which is half of it is shareware, and run it on your PacMate. It may require that you have to use your JAWS cursor until you set it up properly, but for the most part, again, the PacMate allows you to the freedom to download commercial applications, which are now being utilized by other PDA users. Again, it also pretty much boils down to expense. I know there's a price difference between both units, and that's another issue.
What is the difference?
Okay. The Braille Note is first of all, the voice note is the voice note QT is $2,395. The voice note BT is $2,295, but through December 31st, they're both on sale for $19.99, I believe it is. Now the PacMate, and the Braille Note. The Braille Note 18 cell is $4,099, and the Braille Note 32 is $5,799, I believe. And look at the price list on the spreadsheet, because I'm going off the top of my head. The PacMate is it was $25.95, but it's now on the older style PacMate is on sale for $19.95, I believe, the new PacMate will be $23.95, so it will be a little bit less expensive than the old PacMate. Now, when you add the Braille display to the PacMate, and that will be coming out probably in December or January, probably closer to January. I am not really up on the prices off the top of my head on those, and you should probably. I would recommend that you look at the Freedom website. When you add the Braille display, it comes out in the same general ballpark area, though, I noticed, as the Braille Note pricing. So really, in terms of price, they're very close. In terms of functionality, you need to decide what functions are the most important to you. And then go from there in making your purchasing decision.
Are you interested in the Braille
display from the pack gate is separate, so you can actually buy a pack gate.
Yes, the Braille display for the PacMate is right now. They have a separate Braille display, and you should look at it and when you're at the booth, because it's different from the Braille note display. Has thumb keys that you can they're programmable. You could have the left thumb key skim forward through the text, the right thumb key go backward, or you could alternate them and have the inside thumb keys scroll forward and backward through the Braille text. Now the PacMate uses a different concept. If any of you have seen the satellite Alva Braille displays with two rows of cursor keys, that's how the PacMate Braille display looks. The bottom row is for cursor routing. The top row of the rubber keys, they're like a line of rubber keys, two rows of rubber keys above the Braille display. The right side, the 5 or 10 most on the right side move the Braille display forward. The 5 or 10 most on the left side move the Braille backward. So you're actually using the upper row of cursor routing keys to move the Braille display forward or backward through the text. And the middle part of the top row of thumb keys, the five keys on either side of the center point where it will attach to the new PacMate, those keys actually are various functions like route JAWS to PC and so forth and so on. So it's definitely, if you're trying to decide on a Braille display, you should look at the two displays and see which one you like the best. The PacMate Braille display can work with a computer as a USB Braille display. Or it can plug into the. It will be able to attach to the PacMate. The current PacMate can only. You can't attach it and be. And it can't be. In other words, if you take your current PacMate and add a Braille display, it will take up the USB port, and so you could not, for example, go on the internet and have material in Braille. Well, actually, you couldn't interface to the computer. Yeah, you could go wireless. The new PacMate will have it'll be integrated, so when you connect it, you'll have your USB port free, as I understand it, and you'll also have the Braille display attached to the PacMate. Again, this is something, if it should be available in the booth, and you should definitely check the Swinman Systems and Sendero Group booth, along with the Freedom Scientific booth, at the convention this weekend to see how both Braille displays work. Because it's that kind of thing you can only make a decision on after looking at it.
It's me, the big mouth again. Can I ask another question? Bob, you mentioned that the Braille display on the PacMate you can use with your desktop computer. Is that as a standalone device, or do I have to have the PacMate connected to the computer?
No, it can work as a standalone device with JAWS. So JAWS will support the PacMate Braille display separately from the PacMate.
So it's a multifunction Braille display that I can carry with me or leave it at the home PC and not have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It only works with JAWS, though. It would not work with WindowEyes. I don't think they have a driver. Yes.
Bob, what's the battery life? It's real short.
Well, actually, the battery life on the PacMate is, they say, about 11, 12 hours. Now, that brings up one point. The new PacMate will have an estimated 50-hour battery life with, but it will not be a user-changeable battery. I don't know if it will be with, how much difference the Braille display will make, but it will have a longer battery life with a 5-year a lithium-ion battery that's supposed to have a 5-year lifetime, but it will not be user changeable like the current PacMate battery is. The Braille Note battery, by comparison, averages about 20 hours. and either with a braille note and a voice note, 18 to 20 hours, and it is also not a user changeable battery. So you know, battery a battery life on that is estimated, you know, to be 2, maybe 3 years. You do have to send them in. Both units, you'll have to send them in eventually to get the battery replaced. PacMate, I haven't tested the PacMate GPS, but it GPS is being prepared for the PacMate by a company called Visuaid out of Canada, and they, as I understand it, and I haven't used it, but they have a GPS that will work with the current PacMate. They have not yet finished the GPS for the new PacMate, which is understandable because it hasn't come out yet. The GPS for the Braille Note is made for Sendero Group, and it is very functional. In fact, I use it often to compute routes while I'm traveling on Access, for example, and have been able to. A lot of drivers actually think I can see the signs because I will be telling them turn left right up here in about half a mile, and they'll say, "Well, how did you know that?" I can tell you that the Braille Note GPS is very functional. PacMate GPS, you should ask, you know, at the booth what the status is on the PacMate GPS. Oh, the GPS software for the PacMate is, the PacMate from Pulse Data, the software is 895. From Sendero Group, they've put together a package where it's 1,095, which includes the Sport Track receiver, which is more accurate because it picks up the WAAS signal and gives you higher accuracy. That's a geosynchronous satellite that broadcasts the signal and is sort of an error correcting satellite. The one from Pulse Data does not have the WAAS, and the it also has a gigabyte card that comes with it, and that's why the Sport Track and the gigabyte card make the Sendero Group one a little bit more expensive. But I think they wanted to add a little bit of additional quality, so I have been selling mostly the Sendero Group ones because of that.
They also have the complete map.
Yes, they have all seven. The GPS comes with all seven. Well, it comes with seven CDs, including all the maps for the whole United States. So you could take your gigabyte card. Now, you can't have more than 12 maps loaded at one time. Each map is comprised of five files, and the directory can only have 12 maps in it. But you can have different directories on your flash card. You could have a Western U.S. directory and or you could have a directory for each state and just go into that directory. It's easy to go into the GPS options and change the options to your new state, and then that new state would work. For example, I was in Colorado doing some Braille Note training a month or so ago, and I just loaded the Colorado maps and I had all the Colorado streets and everything. So they give you all the maps so that you can put the maps on your flashcard that you want to use at any given time.
Sendero is also a distributor for the
Yes, Sendero is also a distributor of all of the Braille Note and of the GPS.
Rob, didn't you tell me though? You were telling me that an email uses Outlook, whereas I have Outlook Express. Did you say Outlook is a more difficult to use? Can you use Outlook Express on your computer and Outlook with your PacMate?
With the PacMate, as I understand it, with all the Palm Pilots you basically need to use Outlook, as I understand it, not Outlook Express.
Can you have one on the computer and use one of the other?
Well, you could have Outlook Express on the
About synchronizing.
Yeah, to synchronize, you have to use Outlook. on both at both ends. And actually, if you just stick with the email portion of Outlook and don't worry about the calendar or tasks or notes or anything or contacts, Outlook is not much different to use than Outlook Express. The commands are essentially the same. So you could, if you didn't want to mess with the other functions in Outlook, you could just use the email of Outlook and would be able to synchronize. Yes, you'd have to have Outlook either from Office or Outlook comes with a PacMate. It does not come with a Braille Note. But if you buy a PacMate, they do give you a copy of Outlook 2000, which they've licensed.
And then if you use Bookshare a lot like I do, do you have to buy an unzip program to use that with the PacMate? How do you use the utility with that?
Okay, the Braille Note now comes with the advent of Braille Note 5.0. It has an unpack utility.
I mean the PacMate.
With the PacMate, I do not believe. You might want to ask at the booth, but as far as I know, it does not come with an unpack utility. They assume you'll use your computer and unpack the book and then transfer it to the PacMate.
Just as a side note, there's an interesting thing that I was reading on the list, is that if somebody sends you a zip file containing multiple text files, which you can take, Bookshare uses the BKS extension for their zip file. So apparently you can take you could theoretically receive a zip text archive on the Braille Note, rename it to BKS, and then make sure it's back to the
What about using something like Audible Books? Can any of these two note takers support the Audible Book format?
I have not worked with it. Let me pass it over to Ishmael.
Have you heard that? Okay. Well, getting back to unzipping files, there is a unzip program designed for PDAs, and that's commercially available and free. Free is always good. You can download it and unpack stuff to your PacMate. That's the way I have done it when I have install other programs. For instance, there's one program that I didn't bring it with me, but I have it on a flashcard. Basically, what this program does, it allows you to convert your PDA into a remote control for your TV and so on and so forth using infrared. But to answer your other question, as far as using Audible, it is possible. You can use it. I haven't tried it. I ran out of time last night. I was too tired. But from folks that I've talked to at Freedom, they have used it, and they were walking me through it this morning, but couldn't get it done. Before we go on, these are some of the files that you could sync. What I'm going to have Jaws read is types of files that you can sync with PacMate from PC and so on and so forth, from your PC or laptop. These are files, folders, I mean, that you can sync with your PacMate, and I have most of them checked. There's a list of folders that you can check or uncheck if you want them to be synced with PacMate.
Option dialogue desktop.
It helps if I turn this thing on. I have learned more about these note takers than I really wanted to learn, actually. Now I'm more confused than I was before I got started. So, but anyways, I want to thank Ishmael and Bob for taking the time to show us both units. I'm glad they both can play MP3 files because I'm a music fanatic. So, I wouldn't have a problem with either one of those note takers. I'm a very heavy PC user, so I would be leaning more towards the PacMate myself. But as Bob has said, you got to go check them out, try them out, and determine which one, I mean, what are you most comfortable with. If you just want to have notes, you take notes and use it as a personal organizer for your own personal use, yeah, I agree with Bob. The Braille note is an ideal tool. On the other hand, for a person like myself who is very PC dependent and runs his life off Outlook Express and our the Outlook scheduler, the Pacmate does show some advantages, but only you can determine which is the best for you. So
one quick thing I would like to add is on the Pacmate users group on their website, you will hear from time to time as the Pacmate, there's issues with the battery. When the battery dies all the way down, you lose information. That is true. You will lose it. And that is a standard problem in the industry. It does not only happen with Pacmate. It is a standard problem across the board, whether you're using an iPad or any other commercial note taker. That is a common problem.
Is it common with the Braille note? With the Braille note, I always tell people, with the Braille note, the file integrity is generally very good. But like I said, with any note taker, you should back up your files to the flash card, because if, for example, the address book of the Braille note gets corrupted, you lose your entire address book. If you have to send your Braille note in for repair and they replace the memory, then you've lost everything that was on your internal hard drive of the Braille note. By the same token, if you do a hard reset on a Pacmate, you lose all of the data that was in there. So with any note taker, the battery issue, I don't feel comfortable if the battery is down below 10 or 12%, although I've run it down to zero without losing any data. The one time I had a file corrupted, I was on pretty low battery. So that's a factor. But with any note taker, you should always back up your data. It's just, I think, responsible data management. Yes, you should go to the main menu. That's good. And you also can do a save command if you're working on a very long file, and save it permanently so that file is backed up. So there are steps you can take to make your files more secure. But with any note taker, I tell people to back it up. That's very important.
Sounds good, guys. Well, I thank you very much for your time, guys.
And that concludes Main Menu for this week. A special thanks to Paul Merrill of the California Council of the Blind for making this material available to Main Menu. Don't forget, of course, you can always get in touch with the program. The email address is mainmenu@acbradio.org. Until next time, bye for now.